Team news, Paul. How are we looking then ahead of the trip to Bradford?
As we were. You know, we've got a good squad to pick from. Just very much looking forward to the game.
And Armand Nanyue, back available for you as well?
Oh, back available, yeah. Apparently so. So, you know, he'll come into the squad. And you can't have enough bodies at this stage of the season. It's important that we have as many fit bodies as we can, because the games don't have come thick and fast now, that's for sure.
And important that he comes back in and he's pressuring the other players as well, isn't he? Pushing for a spot.
It's the job. That's what you're supposed to do. Last time I looked, that's what you're supposed to do. So he could come back and give us a big lift. He's had two ways of playing for us, hasn't he? And, you know, one's been very good, the other's been not so effective. So, you know, if we can certainly get more of the first one, I'm sure that we'll be a better team for it.
Dan Jones wasn't involved at the weekend. What was the situation there?
I never picked him.
Just not involved in the match day squad?
No.
Reasoning behind that? Just not up to standard?
I was never picked him. Not such a thing. He come on sub last week at Peterborough. Dan Gardner's on loan at Tramia. Armand's been. Drew Talbot was man of the match Saturday, but he's been on loan at Plymouth. So what do you want to ask me about Drew Talbot? Dan Jones will come right back into our squad. There's no. Everyone likes to think there's all kinds of bust-ups and different stuff. There's no such thing. Especially at our club. You know, the minute there is a bust-up, I'm sure you'll all know. Especially with nowadays modern social media and stuff. So there's no problems. Dan Jones is very much part of the squad going till the end of the season, like the rest of them. You know, we can't pick everyone. You know, there's a reason why on Saturday we felt we had cover with Richie Humphries, Ashley Carter. We didn't feel that with Drew Talbot we'd need a Maroden left back. We thought we might have needed different stuff. Certainly tomorrow night at Bradford's a different game and offers different things. So there's no story there, certainly, with Daniel Jones.
Does it just show the strength of your squad then, the fact that there are players who are good players who are going to have to miss out at times?
Well, that we can leave one off the bench. Yeah. It's a very strong squad. I'm not trying to be difficult here, by the way. I know it might sound that I'm not. No, we're happy with our squad. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't pick Dan on Saturday. Saturday becomes Tuesday and everyone changes. You know, we just tried to pick a team on Saturday and let's have it right. We were poor Saturday. We never played well. We had a lot of poor performances on the day. You know, certainly when you play at home and your left back gets man of the match and your keeper makes a couple of good saves, it shows that going forward we weren't very effective. You know, that's not a criticism, that's just a fact. You know, it's a different game coming to Yeovil on Friday now when we travel down, then Monday with Crewe. You know, the likelihood is you'll probably see Dan Jones on the pitch very soon. So there's no stories with us, that's for sure.
Just give us a reflective thought on the weekend then. The video's been assessed over our shoulder here right now. You've had a couple of days to dwell on it and review it again.
We were just a little bit flat. We were just a little bit poor. And, you know, what happened? The game struggled to get any tempo at all. And we didn't help that with our passing and the way we were playing. You know, Walsall fell into that. They were comfortable with looking like getting a draw. And unfortunately, sometimes when that happens, and we were still honest in what we were trying to do, we just weren't very good at it. You know, the pitch was very bobbly and firm. You know, why it wasn't watered heavily and saturated, I still don't know, but I'm sure I'll find out. You know, we must make things happen for us. Unfortunately, on Saturday, for all our honesty, we couldn't make it happen. And then we popped up with a goal late on, which was great, because I felt our performance at Peterborough the week before, especially the first half an hour, was exceptionally good. And we didn't get anything out of the game. Saturday we were a little bit flat and we managed to put a win together.
And a goal from a corner as well. I know you joked about it after the game at the weekend. Phil Tooley, I can credit for the stat. First goal from a corner in 118 attempts.
Well, you know why I give up then and sat back down then, don't you? It's quite common. It's, you know, it's a tough game, football, because what happens now, when you set up as a team, when you don't do as well as you should, you're open to criticism from everyone. You know, we've never really been the physically strongest team in the country. We've never been the best team at set pieces. You know, we've always tried to be one of the more entertaining teams that pass the ball well. And on Saturday, when we didn't do it so well, you know, we come in for little bits of other criticism. So, you know, set pieces are part and parcel of the game. We must be better at them. Like, we must be better at the things we're trying to be good at.
Some teams rely on set pieces, though, don't they? I guess it's different ways of playing.
Different ways of playing. And everyone should be good at set pieces. Don't get me wrong. It's not an area of the game you can take lightly. It is a very important area. And Saturday was disappointing because physicality-wise, we had a massive advantage on Walsall. And that was the disappointing thing about our set pieces. You know, we kept firing them in rather than floating them in and little things like that. But, you know, all in all, you can elaborate every game. You can go through every game as to why and why not. You know, Saturday we picked up 3 points and it was one of the most pleasing things because we don't often pick up 3 points when we don't play well.
And I know that you've given the players the day off today as well. Give us your thoughts on that and your reasoning behind that.
A lot of people thought we looked a bit flat and we looked a bit tired, so we come in Sunday morning. You know, the lads done the normal recovery. The lads who haven't had the minutes on the pitch have trained Sunday and they've just finished training today. So we've just tried to freshen one or two up. If it works tomorrow night, then it'll be a good idea. If it doesn't work, then it'll be a bad idea.
Is it something you've done before?
Never in my life. But we've never had these so many games coming. We're playing Friday again, aren't we? And then we're off down. Sorry, we're down to Yeovil on Thursday morning. Yeovil, then we're playing Monday. Tough game tomorrow night. So it's important the lads do get rest. And, you know, hopefully rightly or wrongly, we'll soon find out.
Is it physical or mental fatigue, do you think?
I think it's mental, me. I don't buy into it, see. I'm not one of these ones. I don't buy into it at all, you know. But like, our performance Saturday was probably a little bit flat. But then again, so was the game. So was the pitch. I thought our crowd was excellent on the day. Second half, the support and the cop got right behind the lads and tried to give them a lift. You know, but it was in the game we were never going to lose on Saturday. You know, I'm being quite critical of us here. And, you know, we were never in any danger of losing the game as such. It was whether we could muster a spark to win it. So obviously now, going into the Easter programme with the games, thick and fast, rest's important for players. It's important that we turn up and we're fresh and we put all our efforts in on a 90-minute match day.
It is a slog at this time of season, but they can see the light at the end of the tunnel, can't they, the players now? 8 games to go. Hopefully a couple of more games for you as well if you manage to squeak into those playoffs.
Just keep going. Just keep going. I think it's for anyone to set targets. I think the good thing for Chesterfield Football Club, we've never been seen as one of the teams that will be in the playoffs. You know, so for anyone to still be talking that we have a realistic chance with 8 games to go is great credit to the players and the staff. We think we can get there. So do a lot of other clubs in the league. I'm sure the one who picks up the most points will find themselves in there. So we'll just keep trying to do our best. You know, I don't fear us in any of them type of games. You know, I don't fear us at all. I think we've got that mental attitude that we'll be okay. You know, the important thing is to make sure we're involved in the big games. To do that, we must try and win tomorrow night and we must go down to Yeovil and get points. And that's the big challenge for us all now.
So you feel in some ways this time of season suits your players, suits your squad and suits their mentality?
Well, I've only been at Chesterfield for 2 run-ins. So, you know, both run-ins we were very productive in terms of points. One when we never quite managed to get to the playoffs, but we were on a good run. Last year when we were unbeaten probably from Wembley, where the lads went and grasped promotion and then won the league. This season now it's a lot tougher because the teams are obviously better. There's a few teams challenging. But when you're not the one that's to be expected to be in there, you know, it's a different type of pressure. The pressure on us is, can we do it? That's a massive pressure because we believe we can, or the staff believe we can. I'm sure some of our players believe we can. At the end of the season, if we don't do it, one thing I do know, our lads will give me everything they've got, and I don't think you can ask more than that as a manager.
Do you think that it is just one place up for grabs then? Sheffield United have been slipping up recently as well in fifth.
No. I think if Sheffield United would have won on Saturday against Crewe, they made their life very, very difficult. But the nature of the game says it's difficult for teams. You know, Sheffield United are like a lot of the teams up the top of the league, are very strong, and anyone who disrespects them does so at their own peril. You know, but there's also a lot of other good teams, Barnsley and now in a frighteningly good run, and it's amazing how them two will meet this weekend. What we've got to do is make sure that we try and put some points on the board that will make these teams feel pressure. If we don't put points on the board, they won't feel the pressure.
Yeah, something has to give, doesn't it? Because a lot of the sides in and around each other are playing each other.
Well, that's the nature of the game, and there's some great games coming up. And the most important thing, and Saturday was key to that, is that if you do win games, you'll find yourself in a good place. We're one of them teams, but so is Rochdale. You can go down to Doncaster's and teams like that who will all equally have good eyes on it. You know, I've had a look at the promotion run-ins for teams as such, and they're all the same. They all play each other in bits and pieces of games that are hard to predict. So concentrating on yourself will go a long way to seeing you achieve what you want.
I was going to say, a lot of managers wouldn't admit to looking at the other teams' run-ins.
I've looked at them all, yeah. I want everyone to be playing Bristol City away. Unfortunately, they can't, can they? Yeah, listen, you're all wanting and thinking, we'll all play each other twice, won't we? You know, as I say all along, the league doesn't lie at the end of the season. That's why Bristol City are going strong and look likely to be champions. Preston are looking like they're going to finish second, but Swindon and MK Dons will do something about that. You know, Sheffield United have had their hands on that spot now for a long time. So, you know, if they win games, they'll be there. And then it's down to the rest of us. So we'll just keep chipping away and hoping we can get there.
So how big is this game in Bradford City then? Because they're a side who, like yourselves, are still aiming for that top six and looking around and thinking we can shoot them down.
I think you just keep going. You know, I think obviously Phil Parkins has done a tremendous job there, a bit like Nigel with the cup runs. The cup runs have been amazing for League One teams to get the success that Sheffield United and Bradford have had in them trophies. You know, certainly to be a game away from Wembley in a semi-final for a League One team, as Bradford were, was a fantastic achievement. Now they've turned their eyes to the promotion push, and last time they done that they were successful in getting in the playoffs. No, they held us off last time in League 2 and they got there. So Phil's very experienced at it. I'm sure some of his players are. It's a very tough game, Bradford away, but all games are tough now. So, you know, as I say, we don't ever disrespect anyone. I think there's not many managers in this league who are disrespectful, because if you are, you'll find yourself on the seat of your pants.
What sort of a side are they, though? Do they play football? Are they a physical side? What do you make to them?
I think they've got quite a few different types of players in there. Avani Stead and Hanson, if they play up front, can be a handful of a two. You know, but obviously with Billy Clarks and Billy Knotts and people like that in behind them, Moraes and Yates, you know, they've got quality wide players. So Phil can probably mix it up and do what he wants to do on the night. I think the pitch has had obviously a lot of attention and different stuff. If that doesn't play too well, it might be a difficult night for football. But you know, at this stage of the season now, making sure you're prepared properly, albeit if that's a rest day, that's a rest day. You know, then meeting and getting your tactics right. But the most important thing is your desire to win a game. You know, if we turn up with that desire tomorrow night, I'm sure we can win the game.
And Phil Parkinson's done a fantastic job there, hasn't he? Are you surprised he's not been linked more regularly with jobs further up the Football League?
Surprised he's lasted as long as he has, because that's what doesn't happen now, does it? I think if you last long, you're doing great, aren't you? I think if you can last 2 years now, you jump into the long-serving managers. So I think Phil will respect the fact that he's got a good job. If he keeps doing it as well as he does do, like he does, I'm sure that'll be suitors higher. You know, I think what we all have to do sometimes is concentrate on the job that we're doing, because for everyone it can be difficult at times.
And it's a big ground, big crowd as well expected, because they're having this running as well at the moment in time. So again, as what you were saying earlier, it'll suit your players, won't it?
I hope so. You never know. You know, you just got to keep going. Football's a difficult game, because if you think you're doing well, you can look foolish. You know, there's not many teams have gone on runs where they've sustained what they're doing. You know, we've been a little bit inconsistent this season, like us, the majority of other teams. So the consistency in the league is its inconsistency. I think going to Bradford, you must turn up. You know, you must turn up physically, mentally, you know, and be able to handle the ball, because if you've got the ball, they can't hit you.